This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Last week's shooting at a high school in Kentucky, where two students died, is renewing a conversation about how to help survivors. After these tragedies, people and companies open their wallets to provide aid. It's happening in Kentucky now. After the mass shooting at a country music festival in Las Vegas last October, people donated more than $22 million. Private donations are just one source of funding for victims. There are government programs, too. But deciding how to divvy up the money is becoming an unfortunately common challenge for communities. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
$22 million in donations. Sounds like a lot. But there were 58 people killed in Las Vegas, more than 500 wounded, and some 22,000 in attendance at the show.
I don't have a big speech or anything. My daughter is one of the victims.
Survivors and their families gathered at a public forum a couple months back to share how they thought those $22 million should be distributed and how the shootings affected them mentally, physically, financially.
I have soft tissue damage to my leg. I am not able to be on my feet.
I'm sleeping about 3 hours a night.
The night terrors, the memories. It's so very real.
This has caused me to have to go through my savings, live on my credit cards.
Lots of speakers said they thought some of the donations should go to people who'd escaped without physical injuries, those suffering mental trauma. But last month, the Las Vegas Victims Fund finalized its criteria for giving away the money it's raised. The highest amounts will go to families of those killed or survivors with permanent brain damage or paralysis. Other funds will go to victims who are hospitalized with physical injuries, and a third tier will go to victims with physical injuries but who weren't hospitalized. Mental trauma is ineligible.
Usually, mental injury, however reasonable and however legitimate, is ineligible for compensation because there's not enough money to pay for it.
Kenneth Feinberg is a lawyer who advised the Las Vegas Fund and has administered countless other funds from September 11th to the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Specific rules vary, but typically
you use hospitalization as a pretty good barometer of seriousness of injury. And everybody who falls within that category of hospitalization stay gets the same amount of money.
Doesn't matter who the person is, whether they need the money for medical care or not, everyone is treated the same. Typically, they get a lump sum and can use the money for whatever they want.
This is all cold math. That's what this is. Very efficient, very streamlined, and very quick.
Efficient, but not easy.
You are dealing with people whose lives have been destroyed, and money is a pretty poor substitute for loss.
Again, that process is for donations. Other support may be available through various nonprofits, and each state has its own victims' compensation program. Allison Turkel is a deputy director at the Department of Justice's Office of Victims of Crime.
So they could get funding for medical care, mental health care, funeral costs. Some states for caregiver expenses. Those are sort of the big categories.
Victims may be able to get repaid for lost wages as well. This is funding that's supposed to fill the gaps that insurance and other programs don't cover. But every state is different, and Turkel says sometimes it's not enough.
Some states pay about $15,000, and other states go up to about $70,000. So there's a wide range.
Plus, getting victims the help they need, Turkel says it's still an emerging field.
We've had really a concentrated amount of these large-scale mass violence incidents. And then we've had, obviously, many more in the last few years. So we're learning from our past experiences.
And learning how enduring victim needs can be, how lasting the impacts of these shootings are for survivors and their communities. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.